This morning we have a guest joining us by phone. Karen King Fitzgerald is with us today. Karen is the Regional Program Manager with WorldLink Incorporated. And we're going to talk about what the nonprofit organization does in placing some students in some area schools and see if we can hook some folks up here today. Karen, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for including me today.
Absolutely. Did I hear that you were from the area here originally?
I was born and raised in Atlantic, Iowa, and graduated in 1984.
Oh, you even shared the date, huh?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about what is WorldLink Incorporated?
WorldLink is actually a placement organization, and we work with the U.S. Department of State on a grant to place foreign exchange students in the United States each year. So WorldLink basically works with the U.S. Department of State. We get a grant that is approved through Congress, and they allow so many students to come to the United States on a sponsored scholarship. And so we have been asked by the State Department to place about 160 students in about seven different states here in the U.S., one of them specifically Iowa, which we are planning to have 60 students in Iowa next year. This year we have 46 students in Iowa.
Wow. Iowa seems to be a pretty popular destination for foreign exchange students. Is there a reason for that?
I think there is. I think, well, Iowa is a great place to live, right? I mean, we were rated number one last year as the best state to live in. So I think students, though, when they find out they're coming to Iowa, they're like, I really want to go to Hollywood or New York. But then once they get here, they really realize how great our people are, how wonderful our schools are. They just really open up. It's a very, very different environment than many of the countries that these students are coming from.
Yeah, they quickly realize it's about the people and the relationships.
It is, absolutely. So the whole goal or the mission by the State Department is to build relationships, fall in love with people from this country, which I think Iowa does a wonderful job at that. We have many families that host year after year because they enjoy learning about the cultures from around the world and fall in love with the kids. And it's a forever relationship that they have, and they become a family member.
That's true. We hear that all the time from host families. Karen, let me ask you, what is a host family then? Is there an ideal situation you're looking for? Who can apply to be a host family?
So host families come in all different sizes and shapes. We love to have families that have young children. They are great to have as a big brother or sister. We have many of those families, and it's awesome to see little children learn all about the world and get involved in geographical places that they've never really heard of before. And so we look for young families. We look for empty nesters. We look for retired families. We look for even single parents with or without children. So it really doesn't matter. The main thing a host family has to be able to do is provide love and support to these students who are coming here from a different world, basically. The host family also has to provide a bed. They have to be able to pay for food for that student and basic toiletries. And they need to be able to provide some reasonable transportation to and from school, and that could be a school bus even. We have two approved spots in Atlantic through the principal, Heather McKay, and so we're really looking forward to put a couple of students there in Atlantic. And even in surrounding communities, we have a student in Griswold this year who actually is from Mongolia, and she ended up being a student of the month and was able to win a trip to go to New York City to visit the UN because she did so well in her community.
Well, and people should understand the type of students that take on these opportunities. These are largely terrific students who are excelling in everything that they do, and that's why they're given the opportunity to experience the overseas opportunity here.
That is right. they basically have the whole process they have to go through as far as applying. It's almost like a job application. They go through, they do an application, they have to take an English test, because these students do have to speak English, be able to write in English and comprehend in English. And so there isn't really additional, they don't need additional assistance from anyone at the school because they already know English pretty well. They go through a process of elimination based on their English skills, and then they go in and they're interviewed, they may be observed. So there's about four different rounds that they have to go to get selected. Some of these countries, for an example, Indonesia, who has over 16,000 islands in that country, they have over 10,000 kids that want to come to the United States every year. And basically that number is whittled down to about 70 students in that country that are allowed to come each year. So as you can see, there is quite a process to get to the right students who can come to the United States. And we have countries from all over Europe, Asia, and Africa.
Well, I've had an opportunity to visit with some of the foreign exchange students here over the years that have come and experienced our little corner of heaven. And it's interesting to talk to them at the beginning of the year because a lot of times they're a little bit timid. They're a little bit kind of in the feeling out process to figure out where they fit in and how this is going to go. But then you see the growth during the course of a school year.
Yeah, that is so true. So in the very beginning, everything is different for them, if you can imagine that. If you've never traveled before, it's hard to understand or put yourself in their shoes. But you have to realize everything that they do is different. The food that they eat, the place they're living, the school that they're going to, everything is completely different, and we have to ask them to adapt to everything in the American culture, and we want them to say yes to everything. In fact, our students last year, the students that we had with WorldLink, they volunteered over 12,800 volunteer hours. So we ask our students to get involved in community service, volunteer, because we believe that's going to help them become better leaders in their countries, because in many countries, that's a very foreign thing to be able to have that people take care of their own communities. And so we like to teach that to them. They also, the students we had here last year, raised over $21,000 in doing projects to local charities. So they do a lot of work. So they're saying yes to things that they've never done before, and they're becoming very successful. And it is like a training, because when they get home, they get involved in alumni activities. They do amazing things back home in their country, if you can imagine, the training that they get when they're teenagers. And then they become 20, 21, 22, and they just take off because they've learned so many things and been trained to do so many things that they never would have had the opportunity to do before. So it is an awesome opportunity for these students to come here and just learn and observe what we do here in the United States, and also for us to take in things that they're going to teach us, because there's nothing that's right or wrong about either culture. They're just different.
You bet. Well, and while they're excited about the opportunity and the experience that they get, remember, they're also leaving their families and friends behind for a better part of a year to come overseas. So they do need a good support system here, too, and that's where we come in. So we need some families to host. Karen, what's involved? What's the process, the screening, the application process like for folks who might be interested?
So basically, it's just getting in contact with me so they can call me or send me an email. And then after that, I would send them an application that they fill out online. It takes about 15 minutes. Fill out a background check form. Fill out a host family agreement form. Of course, we're forms because we're connected to the U.S. Department of State. So there's a little bit of paperwork that has to go involved in that. And then we have them sign up to do a home visit. So we have to come into the home. We have to check things out. We have to talk to everybody, answer questions. We have to take a few photos that nobody sees except for WorldLink. It's just going through the process of getting the family approved. And then once the family is approved, they can start looking at the students that we have available. And they can see pictures of these students and see what they love to do. We have students from all over right now. So if you can imagine, we're going to have 60 students in Iowa. We already have 30 students placed, and we have 30 more to go. And we have students that are from Tajikistan, Poland, Moldova, Czech Republic, Indonesia, Senegal, Bangladesh, Gaza Strip, I mean, from all over the world. So there's boys and girls, both ages 15 to 17. These students go to the high school in their community. That could be Atlantic, it could be Griswold, it could be Anita, it could be any of the surrounding listening area schools that are open to hosting a student.
Very good. So how would they get that ball rolling then? Just make a phone call?
Yeah, they can make a phone call. They can call me at 515-491-1551. Again, 515-491-1551. Or they can send me an email at karen@worldlinkinc.org. Or they can go on our website, which is www.worldlinkinc.org. And there is a place that tells a lot about what we do as an organization, and you can inquire about being a host family, and then that inquiry will come directly to me. And then either myself or one of the coordinators that I work with in Iowa will be reaching out to the family to get the ball started.
That's awesome. Not only are you making a difference in some youngster's life, but that youngster is making a difference in yours as well. So take advantage of the opportunity if it's something that might fit for you. Karen, thank you so much for your time here this morning. We sure appreciate it. Karen King Fitzgerald visiting with us about the activities going on with World Link Incorporated. They are looking for a few families to act as host families for the coming school year. Karen, best of luck. Hope you get some good success.
Thank you so much. I hope we can get a couple of throwdowns in Atlantic High School.